Aggregation of earnings. The general NIC provisions require earnings from the same or associated employers to be aggregated for the purpose of calculating the NIC's due. Come back to what I said earlier. It's a non-cumulative system. And if employments were split, perhaps no NICs would be paid. So there are these general NIC provisions which require earnings from the same or associated employers to be aggregated. This requirement is eased by a regulation which states that such aggregation is not required if the method of payment makes it impracticable to aggregate the earnings. There are arguments about what's impractical. Exactly what impracticable means is not clear, but it is something more than being merely difficult. In the past, it was accepted that aggregation was not required where we had a combination of earnings paid at different times for different earnings period, and with a mixture of pensionable and non-pensionable employment. Employers most at risk are those who decided to break a single employment into two or three or more separate components and take an NIC threshold on each. That's manipulation that HMRC will not allow. So it's something that needs to be looked at, especially if there are same or associated employers with different payments.